Hello there to everyone on audio booth. Hello, Phil.
Hiya.
We are sitting in Le Jardin, aren't we, Phil?
To everyone else, that's a garden.
Yeah. Thanks, Phil, for your translation. You're in the wrong job. Hi to everyone. How you all doing? We're okay. That noise behind me isn't my quad bike. It's actually Colin, Philippa's dad.
Not in the grass.
Yeah, I assume he's on the grass. Lovely, isn't it, Phil? We're sitting here.
Yeah, it's
nice and sunny. Sunshine. We're at Philippa's mum's, not the flat. And how are we all doing? We have the dogs. Ushie was with both Philippa's two dogs today at our new house, and very territorial. So I had to find a bone for one of Philippa's dogs. And now they're all fighting over who has it, so it's not good. I had a spare one going. Philippa's mum wanted one, and I've got one. So. What are we all up to? Well, what we've been up to. So we've had the flat, haven't we? Getting all that ready. And I'm registered with the new doctors and arranging to learn routes with Philippa's officer for mobility to start with until guide dogs can come out. So it's all good. Lee, congratulations on your new dog with Emily. Congratulations on her. I'm sure she'll work well for you, and I look forward to catching up eventually when I've got the time on your audio booth. Also, as you saw in the subject, this is called Kindle as well, this booth. That's because the new Amazon version of the Kindle app is out. And for the iPhone, iPod and iPad, I have to say it works really well. When you open a book, you can now see your complete library, which is stored in the cloud, and it's like iBooks in a way. You download them, and when you've downloaded them, you double tap the book like you double tap any item, and it opens and it will say menu off, and you double tap the menu for on. That's when you can go back home and highlight and stuff. And on the iPad, that doesn't work that well, that menu. On the iPad mini. But on the iPhone, for me anyway, it does. Now, you can't access the Kindle store in the US or the UK from within the app like the iBooks. But Kindle has a lot more breadth, it seems. There's a lot more available. When you flick down, it auto-reads. I don't know how you read a page at a time. Can anyone let me know in iOS how you do that? With a DM, a direct message. Also, on the iPad mini, when you flick two fingers down, it reads. But there's a huge delay from the bottom of your one page to the start of another. Remember, though, you get a lot on the screen. And, of course, Apple would have optimised it to work well with their products, but this is Amazon. So the iPhone version turns the page very quickly and carries on in the Kindle. But you don't get as much on the screen, do you? So it swings and roundabouts. I prefer the delay, I think, to stick with my iPad mini for my reading needs. And keep my phone as a phone. I may use the phone to buy the books, you know, and sync to the iPad mini. So it's all about swings and roundabouts. But that's the Amazon Kindle app. Type Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E, into your App Store search on the iOS device of your choice. And so we're sitting outside here in Dunton, Bedford, and very nice Bedfordshire, and it's very nice and nice weather. So hi, you're all okay. So speak to you all later. Do you want to say bye, Phil?